If you're over 40 and want to be the best version of yourself, Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence is here to help. Clarence Ferguson is a seasoned loan officer, fitness expert, personal chef, and entrepreneur who leads a revolution of men and women who want to live their best life going into middle age. Inspiring dialogue, challenging topics, and industry leaders are here offering tips and how-tos to improve your life. Now, here's Coach Clarence.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence. Obviously, I'm your host, Coach Clarence, and I'm in the dungeon all by myself today, which is good. And I want to talk about a topic of preserving your legacy. And this is from a financial point of view with a small hint of fitness in there as well. What does preserving your legacy mean? Your legacy is what they say about you when you're gone, what you leave behind for those who follow you, your descendants, your relatives, you know, your company, whoever takes over, if that's a thing. So I want to talk about a subject that is coming up. I actually did a reel about this today. It's out there. If you follow me on TikTok, if you're following me on Instagram, you can find me at Clarence M. Ferguson on Instagram. TikTok is The Real Coach Clarence. You can see that video. It's a real quick 2 minutes, and I talk about interest rates and why people are so focused on that. So let's talk about that, because that's the number one thing people say. And it's amazing to me, all this time, people still say, what's the interest rate? I need the lowest rate. I think that we are just subconsciously, and maybe through trial and error, some loan officers who are very transactional, they just sell mortgage rates. And I think you're doing the clients a very big disservice when you just sell an interest rate. Okay. Every loan officer starts somewhere. As a beginner, you're very transactional. You're like, what do you want? How many years? What can you afford? And you're just like a order taker, just one thing after another. When you get more involved, you become your own business. You become the name, the brand. Now, obviously, I'm a broker, and New Vista Funding is the powerhouse behind that. So I'm essentially still self-employed because people are going to remember Clarence. Team Ferguson is our brand because there's more than one person that helps me do what I do to get people in their homes, to have them living successfully, to have them their financial dreams come to fruition. So I'm not transactional anymore. I used to be. Don't get me wrong. I'm not here to judge. I used to be just like those other guys where I would just be like, what do you want? Here it is, blah, 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 and then moved on. And that's not how you build relationships. It's not how you build value. It's not how you build trust. Now being that I'm pretty much self-employed, I don't pay for leads. I don't do trigger leads. Maybe I'll do a whole video blog about trigger leads. You know, it's like vultures. But anyway, needless to say, my business is earned. It's mostly 90% referrals. I mean, it is realtors, financial advisors, just friends, people I've known. They come to me. And so I have to try to put my foot in every deal. I got to be good. I have to make sure I'm looking out for the client's best interest. So most of my consultations starts with just finding out more about the person. What are you trying to do? That's a very common question of mine. What's important to you about the loan? I ask. Because you need to know what the person's expectations are, what their knowledge is, what their experience is. And a lot of people are getting their information from social media. So they're going to say, oh, well, her rates are this, or heard it's not the right time to buy. But right now, what people are saying, these interest rates. And I always tell people, if you know me, if you follow me for a while, I say this all the time. The payment is real. The interest rate is what you brag about at the cocktail party and happy hour, you know, when a friend stops by. It's that payment that's real. And you have to focus on that. Can I afford the payment? Okay. If you focus on the interest, you might make the wrong decision, because I talked about in the video, having a higher interest rate that you strategically have that helps you get to your goal is better than getting the lowest rate, costing a lot of money, and it goes contrary to your financial interests or your financial goals at the moment. So right now, people, I don't know anybody in the probably in the last 10, 15 years that have done a 30-year mortgage and went all the way through it. Now, there's obviously those outliers that maybe that was a family home. They refinanced it and went all the way through. But usually they were strategically even doing that refinance and doing something with it. But very few people, my point is, stay in the house for 30 years. They either move on to something bigger, move down to something smaller, turn into investment property. And the reason I'm saying is the interest rate matters if you keep it for 30 years. If you have a strategic plan of 1 to 2 years, or like right now, when the rates move lower, you can refinance. You're watching your appreciation. You're able to pull money out. So again, this is all strategy. This is the things that you talk about when you get a mortgage. So let's stop being afraid of interest rates. Interest rates are just part of doing business in America and other places where goods are traded, and the interest rate is there for whoever's lending you the money so that they make a little profit on you. And folks, this is another thing I want to explain. When you take out a loan, the person lending you money has to evaluate the risk. In the mortgage business, those things are called loan level pricing adjustments. They are based on how much loan to value. Are you close to 100%? Are you close to 80%? If you're only at 20% loan to value, that's a pretty good risk for me if I'm loaning you the money, because if I have to take the place back, there's a good chance I could sell it and make my money back. If you're closer to 100%, a high loan to value, well, it's going to cost you to get my money, right? Maybe you don't have a high credit score. Maybe you have improved with your credit that you can pay bills, or maybe you haven't been good with your credit. No judgment. I'm just explaining how things work. Okay, so you're going to have another adjustment to the cost of that money. Me lending you the money, there's a cost. Okay. Also, too, folks, lenders are aware that you are possibly going to be out of that loan in a short amount of time. So what do they want to do? They want to make the most amount of return for lending you that money. So the rate's going to be a little higher. Now, there's strategies. You could do a buy down. You could have a seller come in and help you with some of your closing costs and down payment. There's all kinds of things to happen. So the bottom line is, folks, if you can buy, buy now, because the house you're looking at or the neighborhood you're thinking about in 6 months to a year, it might be out of your price range. Unless you're in a field where you're controlling your income and you know you're going to make a substantial amount of money higher than what you're making, you need to buy now. If you know that your income is capped in your field and this is what you're going to do for a while, find that home, figure out a way to finance it. Let's work it. So that's my little brief rant about rates, because that's what we're hearing right now. Focus on the rate. I don't want you to keep using the cliche, marry the rate and date the interest and all this stuff. Marry the house and date the interest. I don't even remember anymore. It's corny. But a lot of us were, you know, saying that, right? Because we're really just saying it's temporary. You know, it's temporary. Appreciation is going and going and going. Interest rates come up and down daily, sometimes 2 or 3 times a day. Don't focus on that. Focus on, can you afford the payment? And why do you want to have a mortgage consultation right now? So you can see what you can afford. There's a lot more that goes into a mortgage payment than just the mortgage payment itself. You have interest. You have property taxes. You have hazard insurance. You might have an HOA, depending on where you live. All these things make that payment higher. We have the renter's mentality of my rent's $2,000. Everything's included. Well, not when you have a mortgage. That's why you have a pre-consultation. And it's just a conversation. See how much money you're making. See how much money you have saved. Can you offset some of the costs? Do you need seller concessions? You don't want to get excited about buying a house and then have to do that. Now, don't get me wrong. That's what we do. You know, we're able to have those conversations and we need to move forward. We have it, but it's always good to plan ahead. Do you have a 401k? Will it take time for the money to come out? These are all things that you need to consider when you are thinking about buying a home. All right. So I told you this one, we're going to be talking a little bit briefly, because when I'm by myself, I know people's attention span is not long. So I like to keep these just get the nuggets in and then pop out. And by the way, if you're watching this on YouTube, if you're seeing my somewhat decent face, give me a like. Talk shit in the comments. I don't get, just engage with it. That tells YouTube that I might be interesting and you might want to check me out. Okay. I don't mind it. If you have a suggestion, if you're a fellow mortgage broker, pat your boy on the back. Say, hey, man, keep us out there. If you're a realtor, sign up. Follow me. I'm giving advice every week. I'd love to be a partner with you in your journey because I'm here to provide value. That's what this channel is all about. Okay, so taking a look at preserving your legacy, why a living trust trumps, no pun intended, is better than gifting your home to your children, okay? A lot of parents who are done well for themselves, they will like to leave things to their children. Like, hey, here's the house. You can take it. But there are a lot of times they might have bought that house. In the example I used earlier, they bought that house. It was 50 grand. That house now might be worth $500,000. You know, it's been passed down. Guess what? There's some gains that you got to deal with. There's some tax implication. So there's a better way to do it. I'm going to talk about that briefly. Okay. So again, Fit Over 40 is mindset, fitness, and finances, okay? That's the little triangle, not the rock, but the triangle of finances, fitness, and mindset is the base. Today's podcast, okay? Let's talk about the two different options you have. You know, there's the traditional old school route of saying, here, kids, I'm leaving, I'm passing away. You can have the house, take it. You know, again, there are risks involved, so you might want to be mindful of that. You might want to, and oh, let me give you my disclaimer while I'm talking here, because you know the haters are always out there watching. I am not a tax expert. I know a few things about it. What I am is aware of a lot of things that affect you, and I talk about it, okay? So there's my disclaimer. I'm not an attorney, although I play one when I'm arguing with people I date. And those who get that will get that. I like to litigate. But it's all in fun, just making sure you know that I'm right, even when I'm wrong. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so let's talk about transferring ownership to your descendants versus putting it in a trust, okay? So gifting your home to your children may seem like a straightforward gesture, but it can trigger significant tax implications, particularly concerning capital gains, okay? When you get the property, your children inherit your cost basis, which can lead to substantial gains and taxes. I'm sorry, substantial capital gains. I want to make sure I say that right. If they decide to sell the home in the future. Okay. And obviously I'm reading my notes, so I don't think I'm being, you know, not focused. I like when I'm talking about these important times, I want to make sure I hit my points good. Okay. Gifting your home to children may seem like a really straightforward gesture. Hey, I'm giving this to my kids, but it doesn't work that way. You know, we talked about that, the capital gains. That's going to be a big challenge if your kids go, so especially if you've gained a ton of appreciation over the years. Now, in contrast, putting your home in a living trust offers a more tax efficient solution. Again, I am not a tax expert. You can speak with your local tax expert. And guess what? I have some in my network. DM me. I can point you in the right direction. They'll be more than happy to back up what I'm saying. Oops, did I say that? No. Anyway, I like to have fun on these videos because this stuff sometimes can be very boring unless you're geeky and you're really into this. All right. So here's the thing. By transferring ownership to the trust, you still control that property during your lifetime by potentially minimizing capital gains for your children, okay? This is because the trust can provide strategic options for managing and distributing assets, allowing for tax-saving strategies such as stepped-up basis. Again, talk to your tax professional, your attorneys out there. Again, we can refer you to. But I just want to give you some different, because I know a lot of people who go, hey, I'm going to gift this to my kid, or hey, I'm going to do this, and could just lead to problems. All right. One of the primary advantages, like I mentioned before, of utilizing a living trust is the ability to avoid or minimize capital gains taxes upon the transfer of your home to your beneficiaries. When the property is held within a trust, it allows for a stepped-up basis of upon your passing, okay, which adjusts the cost basis of the property to its current market value. This can result in significant tax savings for your heirs if they choose to sell the home in the future, as they would only owe taxes on the appreciation from the date of inheritance rather than the original purchase price. That is huge. Again, my example, you bought your home back in the days when you were hanging out with Dorothy and the Wiz of Oz, and your home might have been 50 grand. Now, in today's market, you've upgraded, you've done a whole bunch of stuff, appreciation, that same home is worth $500,000. You'd have to pay some significant capital gains if you don't do it right, okay? Now, how do you establish a living trust? Again, I'm not an attorney. You can go on the internet. There's all kinds of things you can do, or you can pay a professional attorney to do this for you, okay? But I know some general things from a little bit of studying, and maybe I might have one of those. Who knows? All right, so now let's discuss the steps involved in setting up a living trust, okay? Obviously, have a consultation with an estate planning attorney, a tax professional, whoever you feel comfortable talking to. Seek guidance in these areas, okay? Don't just listen to this podcast and go find something on the internet. Go find a professional, okay? Recommend that for sure. Draft the trust document. Work with your attorney to create a comprehensive trust. Outline your wishes regarding the management and distributing of your assets, including your home. Do all that. I see too many people at funerals arguing about, assets and stuff that belongs to somebody and who's supposed to get what, who's not. You don't need that drama, and that's a rough time to be dealing with that, okay? Then funding the trust, okay? Transfer ownership of your home from the trust by executing a deed that names the trust as the new owner. This ensures the property is property titled and governed by the terms of that trust. Okay. Again, things you would outline with an attorney to make sure that you're doing all of this right. Okay. Now, here's a part, appoint a trustee. My little humble opinion, somebody that's a little non-biased, you know, maybe that you've done a little research, got a great reputation of taking care of people for a long time. Sometimes giving it to a family member could cause some problems as a trustee. But, you know, again, that's on you. I would take somebody non-biased because you know how in-laws and family can be, your brothers and sisters, you know, somebody feels more entitled to more of that equity. Okay. After you do that, they're responsible for administrating what you've put in the trust and make sure it goes well. Okay. Then number five, have a periodic review of what's in your trust. Updates, check things out. Maybe some laws have changed. Maybe you don't feel the same about that kid. And maybe, you know, or maybe that kid passes away or something that you need to go in and make an adjustment to what you originally put in the trust. So long story short, we talked about leaving a legacy. You don't want to leave a legacy of debt. That is probably my worst fear versus anything as a parent is, like, to pass away and I have all this debt that somehow lands on my kids. It's not their problem. It's not their stuff. So in conclusion on this topic, if you are gifting your home to your children, it seems like a very generous gesture, but you want to make sure you know the laws of your state, laws of your counties. Do your own research. Don't just listen to me. But I thought I'd throw it out there because I know a lot of people who are just old school. I'm just going to get the kids the house. You might want to get some advice. Can we figure some of that out in a mortgage consultation? Yes. And if need be, can we refer you to one of our partners? Yes. Okay. Folks, we are moving kind of into the curve of quarter one. How are things going in your health? How are things going in your life? Fit Over 40 is all about you taking care of yourself in these latter years, making smart financial decisions, whether it's relationships, finances, buying a house, getting a mortgage, all these things that we help you do. It's from years of my mistakes, my learning, my coaching, to the network of people that I surround myself with, who, as I've talked about previously, are all better than me, all smarter than me, you know. I have that white belt mentality. I need to soak it up from the guys with the higher belts. That's just what it is. So again, folks, if you find this kind of stuff useful, share it. Subscribe to the podcast. We try to do one or two a week, depending on the schedule, depending on if guests have to reschedule. I wanted to jump in and really talk about this today because that's really where the market is today. Folks, everything in life is about strategy. You don't want to just go with the wind or have to make decisions. You want to really make educated decisions, and that's what we're here for. I'm Team Ferguson. I am the head coach in Team Ferguson, and it's a team effort. We have assistants. We have a processor. We have a whole team. We have people that are experienced, have done tons of loans, who can help you out. We have people who do credit. I do credit. We can go through anything you need to find yourself in the right financial situation. If we don't know some, we're going to get with somebody who knows it. As far as fitness, you guys know I do coach mainly online. You know, I'm dealing with high-level people who want to be pushed, who don't want to make excuses, and also who want to invest in themselves. That's it. We don't want to waste time with people who don't want to invest in themselves. Same thing with mortgages and finances and leaving legacies. All this is about building a better future from the mistakes of the past, you know? Doesn't matter where you are, it's where you're going. And knowing how to get there is half the battle, and that's where experience comes in. That's what these grays are going to do for you. The wrinkles, the bumpy knuckles, just the scars, all of that gets to be handed to you for the small exchange of your mortgage. Anyway, listen, guys, I enjoy coming out here chatting with you all. The feedback is great. The comments, just keep coming. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me at Clarence@newvistafunding.com or info@coachclarence.com. And my phone number is everywhere, 602-299-9357. And it's funny because people say, how can people call you all these random times? I'm like, my number is all over the internet. It is what it is. That's just part of the game. You're out there hustling, doing business. You're going to get those calls, those crazy text messages. Ladies, keep clothes on. Appreciate it. Keeps relationships smooth sailing. We appreciate the visuals, but we don't need the drama. Anyway, I'm your boy, Coach Clarence, and just want to come in. Hope you guys all had a wonderful holiday. Easter just passed, if you celebrate it. Coming into spring, baseball's back. All you baseball fans, you got to be enjoying that. I'm waiting for football. You know, I'm a football guy. And then we got the basketball playoffs. We got Final Four. It's just a good time to be alive. And if you're alive, you're blessed. Use every minute of it because you don't know when it's your last. I'll see y'all next time.
Thank you for tuning in to another enlightening episode of Fit Over 40 with Coach Clarence. We appreciate each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. If you enjoyed today's discussion, don't forget to share it with your friends, family, and colleagues who might benefit from the wisdom shared here. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. We're committed to bringing you the best content, and your support means the world to us. And hey, we'd love to hear from you. Your feedback is invaluable to us. Drop your thoughts, suggestions, or topics you'd like us to explore in the comments. Your input helps us continually improve. Lastly, if you found our podcast insightful and helpful, please consider leaving us a glowing 5-star review on your favorite podcast platform. Your reviews inspire us to keep delivering exceptional content. So, once again, thank you for being a part of our incredible community. Tune in next time for another dose of inspiration, and until then, stay curious, stay inspired, and keep evolving. Remember, results are typical.